Thank you so much for agreeing to meet me here. Come on, take a seat. Here's your drink. I ordered it for you. I hope you still like this sort of stuff. I mean, you used to like it, at least. What do you mean I look different? It's been months. Of course I look different, silly. No, I haven't lost weight. I think. I've been trying out a new diet that's supposedly healthier than the one I used to have. Maybe that's why I look skinnier? Anyway, so how have you been? It's been a while since we've talked like this. Surely some interesting things have happened in your life. Met any new friends? Oh, surely there must be something. There's no way nothing happened at all throughout such a long period of time. Tell me about your work. Didn't you get a new job? Well, just because you've had it for a while doesn't mean I've known about it for a while. It's new to me. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. I just want to get to know you better, you know? You know, I didn't think you would actually agree to meet. I know we parted on amicable terms, but I could tell you never really wanted to see me again. I'm not trying to guilt trip you, I swear. I just wanted to thank you. Again, I'm glad to have the opportunity to spend some time with you again. You don't know how much this means to me. Yes, I still don't often go out with my friends. It's not like I dislike them, it's just that I feel there are better things to be doing. You're the only one I ever consistently went out with. Also, there's not much for me to talk about with them. We never really shared any interests, even though I've been friends with them for so long. It's a lonely feeling. That's why I spent all my time with you back then. Now I just do work and play some games occasionally. Not a very satisfying life, if you ask me. Okay, I'll get to the point. I called you here to ask to give me another chance. Wait, please, I'm sorry. I know I did a lot of things that were wrong. I know it's my fault we broke up. But I've changed since then, I promise. I'm not the same. Please at least listen to me. It won't take too long, I'll make it quick. Also, I even went as far as to buy a drink for you. It'd be a waste not to have it. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I feel like I've said that a lot recently. I was worried you were just gonna leave just then. Anyways, what I wanted to say was, I've changed. The person I was, the person you remember me as, I'm not them anymore. I worked on my issues. At first, I did not want to accept that you were right. You said I was too possessive and clingy and controlling. It took me a long time of thinking to realize that you were right. I remember how I always got on your case for talking with other girls. I made sure to either keep you busy at home with chores so you couldn't go out or tag along with you to keep you under supervision. I told you that I didn't like how much time you were spending with Lauren. Do you remember that? Yeah, we got into a huge argument. I said that if you really loved me, you would listen to my request and stop spending time with her. In the end, that was the last straw, wasn't it? And that's why you broke up with me. I always thought that I was doing what I was doing for your own good. I had convinced myself that I was protecting you, when all I was really doing was suffocating you. Even when you complained to me about how I was treating you, I thought that love would be enough to overcome those petty issues. I thought you would understand that I was just doing those things because I cared about you. No, I'm not defending my actions. I'm just saying I really loved you. Anyway, after we broke up and I realized my wrongdoings, I decided to go to therapy. Before you left, you told me I needed to get help, so I did. As expensive and arguably tedious therapy sessions are, I feel like they actually worked. My therapist tells me I've done a really good job of letting go of my desire to control. Also, I know I said that I still don't go out often with my friends, but believe me, I tried. I just couldn't. Being with them always gave me a crushing sense of loneliness. I could never get you out of my mind. So, how about it? Will you give me another chance? Let me back into your life? Will you? But why? I listened to your advice. I went to therapy. I got help. I've changed. Just give me one more chance. I'm begging you. Why? I tried. I tried so hard. Why? Why can't you accept me? I did everything you asked. I left you alone, gave you time, even though it almost killed me. What is it about me that's stopping you from giving me a second chance? Is it so hard to just love me? I'm not making a scene. Just answer me and don't give me that it's not you, it's me bullshit. You obviously think it's me. Fine. I get it. You don't love me anymore. I get it. I'll leave you alone now. You can finish your drink before going. Be careful on the way home. Wakey, wakey. Wake up. There you are. I noticed you started to move a little bit in your sleep, and I thought you were gonna wake up soon. And you did. Oh, surely you must be joking. You're in my room. How can you not recognize this place? You've been here like a thousand times. Oh, you just passed out on the way home, just conked out and fell over. I swooped in and rescued you. Took you here, tied you to my bed. You really should be more careful about what you put into your mouth. I may have drugged your drink. Yeah, your arms are tied down. I just told you that, didn't I? Don't try to struggle against the ropes too much. It'll hurt your wrists. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. And especially, don't scream. Or else I might have to do something that you might regret. I mean, think about it. You're tied down and helpless. I can do anything I want to you. It'd be pretty stupid to make me mad, right? Good. At least you know what's good for you. Well, I spiked your drink because I sort of expected you to reject me. It was there as a last-ditch effort, you know. If you had actually given me a second chance, then I'd have just said that I accidentally ordered the wrong drink from you. Take it away before you could drink it. Was that not what you wanted to hear? Well, what do you want to hear then? Oh, you think I'm a liar, huh? You think I lied about all the stuff I told you? You still think I'm a psycho bitch, don't you? I tried to be civil with you. I really did. But you just make me so angry. Can't you see I'm trying my best? Why can't you just accept me the way that I am? Why do I have to be the one to change? Plus, I didn't even lie when I told you I'm not the same as I was back then. I thought long and hard about what it was I did wrong, and I realized that my mistake was that I was too lenient with you. I should never have even let you see other women, let alone talk to them. I should never have let you out of my sight. I should have taken you for myself only. That's the only way for me to make you truly mine. Compromising was a mistake. I should have made you obey. What the fuck are you doing? Didn't I say not to freak out? You're really forcing me to do this. Guess I'll have to use this then. Look, I'll let you off this time by only cutting your clothes. But next time you screw up and piss me off, I'll go a bit further. Anyway, at least it had the silver lining of getting rid of your pants. I was getting tired of waiting to see your cock. I've waited so long already. God, I miss this. It's been so long, I almost can't believe I used to be able to taste you like this every single day. Oh yes, I can feel you tensing up all over. Don't you see I'm perfect for you? I know exactly how to please you like no other woman can. That's why you should just accept that I'm the one for you again. We're destined to be together, you and I. You're rejecting me? Again? I don't think you fully understand how much you hurt me every time you casually dismiss the idea of being together with me again. Do you hate me that much? You know what? All you've ever done is put yourself first. Even when we were dating, all you ever cared about were your own feelings, your own pleasure and convenience. Did it never even once occur to you that I might have feelings of my own worth considering? You fucking selfish whore. I was always the one making concessions and compromises, letting you do some things I had previously forbidden. It was never, never, never you. You only took and never gave. I offered you my love and my heart. I gave you everything, and you threw it all away without even looking back a single fucking time. Never even bothering to check up on me to see how I was doing. I don't think you know how hurt I was when you left. How devastated I was. It felt as though the ground beneath me gave way and I just kept falling further and further down a never-ending pit of fucking madness. I had nothing. You don't understand. I had nothing. You knew how much I depended on you to function, and yet you abandoned me anyways. I suffered so many panic attacks every time I envisioned my future without you. Knowing that I would never feel your arms around me again, I couldn't breathe. My neighbor has 911 on speed dial because of this. It hurt me so much to know that you had willingly walked away from me like this. Hurt me like this. Why? I know I wasn't perfect, but nobody is. Why did you have to leave? I know you thought I was a little overbearing at times, but I tried. I tried to change for you. I tried to be less overbearing to make you happy. But it was never enough for you, was it? I learned my lesson real well after that. I don't fucking care what you think anymore. You're gonna give me the happiness that I deserve, or I'm gonna take it from you. I know there's no appeasing you, so why would I fucking bother? Why bother trying to compromise with you when I can just force you to do what I want, when I can just take what I want? Oh, shut up. Listen, baby, you're my possession. You aren't even worthy of receiving basic rights, you fucking slut. Not after what you did to me. You're just an object. An object I desire. You know what? Seeing how defensive you were over your stupid little text convos with that bitch Lauren, and knowing how you are, you were probably cheating on me with her. You probably spread your legs for her every other day, just taking advantage of my kindness and consideration. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you teased her relentlessly like you did me every goddamn day, always saying you weren't in the mood or were too busy. You fucking filthy little whore. You're lucky. I love you so much. Because if it weren't for me, you would die alone. Who would want such a disobedient pet like you besides me? Who would want to have to go through the effort of training you? Fucking going crazy over any piece of ass that came your way, no matter how disgusting. I can't believe I was ever tricked into believing you were faithful to me in the first place. You know, I won't make the same mistake again. I won't even give you the chance to cheat. You'll never see another woman besides me again. You can't come just yet. It would be such a waste if you just let out all your cum everywhere. I want it all inside me. Every last drop. I don't care if I'm squeezing your cock too tightly. Have you considered that maybe this is the punishment you deserve? I'm gonna remove my pants and underwear. Already super wet. You were fucking teasing me all this time. Asleep and innocent like that. It made me want to ravish you, to make you cry beneath me. It's your fault that I'm like this. Now, I'm gonna put you in and ride you till you break. Make you my little bitch. And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, fuck yes. Finally. It's been so long. Oh no, honey, I'm not gonna start gentle with you. You need to be shown who you belong to. Oh, this is a lot. Did this turn you on? God damn, you're such a worthless, slutty little thing, aren't you? Well, don't worry. I'm not just gonna stop at taking your cum once. Oh no. I'm nowhere near done with you today. And before you even think about refusing me again, let me just remind you that you're tied up and I have a knife and you no longer have any clothes on. Don't make me have to remind you again. Stop. I really don't fucking care if it hurts or you're too sensitive. I said I was gonna take your cum over and over, so I will. Stop whining like a little bitch and just take it. Oh god. You feel so incredibly good inside me. Oh, I'm gonna cum already. Oh, that's not enough. I need more. I will have more. I told you to stop. Oh, that whimper you just did was super hot. Do it again. I said, do it again. You sound so cute, slut. I should do this to you more often. It really gets me off. You look so fragile and weak. Oh, don't cry. Ooh, actually, on second thought, maybe you should cry. The tears will only make you more attractive. I can feel you tensing up down there. Why are you trying to resist? You already came in me once. What does it matter if you do it again? You should stop trying to hold back and just come. Make it easier on yourself, because either way, I'll be taking your cum, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. One more thing you might want to know. I'm actually ovulating right now. I set the date of our meetup to perfectly align with my cycle. Do you know why? I couldn't resist the thought of carrying your child, of a piece of ourselves, and then you'll belong to me, and you'll never be able to leave. Ever since we split up temporarily, I've been preparing for this moment. I worked so hard to set up a new place for us to live. New identities for us, a new job in a new city. Nobody will be able to find us once we're gone. We'll disappear. Oh, it's just so hot. I can't believe I never thought of this back then. I was such a fool. That's why I think it's high time I make up for all the things I never got to do. Oh, it's not just gonna end with me taking your cum twice. Oh, no. I have so many more things planned for you. Don't expect to ever have any time to rest. After all, you're my favorite one and only toy. So just come. Oh, I don't think you can hold back anymore. Come in me. Fill me up. Please. Oh, finally. Oh, there's no way I didn't get pregnant from all that. Oh, look at yourself. You're gonna be a father. Come. Oh, don't you feel so accomplished? Ah, shut up. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you raped me. I didn't have a choice. Yeah, I really don't care. I really fucking don't. I'd get off you, but then your cum would leak out. And I don't think I want that. So I'll just stay here for a little while longer. Seeing you like this is amazing and all, but I still feel like there's something missing. I think you're missing a mark of ownership. Something that shows you belong to me and only me. You know, I could carve my initials into your body. Write my name in blood. I know it'll hurt like hell, but what do I care? You can take it. Or more accurately, you have no choice but to take it. Oh, but we have plenty of time for that. Maybe tomorrow I'll gag you so you don't scream out too loudly in pain. I know, I'm so kind. Oh, don't worry. I know I was really mean to you just now, but I still do love you. It's just that I have needs. Needs that only you can fulfill. Which is why we'll be doing this more and more. I love you. I really, really love you.